The Supportive is a weekly email newsletter, as well as being this podcast. And in a recent edition of the newsletter, I talked about reframing the way we approach AI bots in support. And I'll include a link to that newsletter in the show notes, but here's the short version. Instead of trying to force AI bots into the role of replacing live human support, which is something they just can't do well enough much of the time, we should think of them as much better ways to get into a self-service experience, which is something they could really do well. Because better, easier, more scalable, AI-enabled self-service, that is a win for customers and for support teams. And recently, one newsletter subscriber, Ita, replied to the newsletter, firstly with some very useful information about the application of the German word Schadenfreude, but secondly, she wanted to ask this question.
Hey, Matt. I would like to hear more about what you think would be a better way to implement AI bots and how to present them as self-help tools as opposed to a much worse support agent.
Which is a great question to ask because, yeah, it's easy for me to make a pronouncement about what should happen, but then implementing that in practice, so much more complicated. So I wanted to briefly address Ida's question today. Because if our goal is to have people, and when I say people, I mean not just customers, but our own support team and the rest of the company, if our goal is to have them think about chatbots as self-service tools, we need to do some work to define them in that way for those people. So let's start by going back to 1969. You might remember something was happening with the moon that year, but in Australia, we were just getting our very first ATMs, and here's how our Australian ABC described them.
It's a little card that brings you instant cash. And all you do is this. These machines you'll be seeing before too long, in about 6 weeks' time, actually, on the bank's walls around Sydney. And all you do is just place this card in here, in the slot. It's taken inside. You wait for a light to come on, and you press six digits. Wait a second or two, and out drops your instant cash, $25 of it.
Banks had a job to do. They had to inform their customers what this new tool was, what it could do, when they should use it, and when it would still be best to speak to a person. And now, decades later, we pretty much trust the machines will give us the cash that we have, and they will tell us how much money we have left or don't. But there are still plenty of bank tellers and managers that we need to go to for various different banking tasks. ATMs have a defined role, and that role is set by the limitations of those machines, the physical locations that they're in, the interfaces that they build them into, the software that they run, and also by how banks allow them to be used. Self-service for online businesses using generative AI tools, that's going to be hard to roll out smoothly because they are at once much more capable than an ATM, but also much less clearly defined. You can't have a conversation with your ATM. It's not going to lie to you about how much money you have, although obviously mistakes do happen. But AI chatbots are just so much more agreeable. They will confidently answer almost any question because fundamentally, they don't know what is true or not. They're not an ATM. They're not dealing with hard facts. So what we're going to have to do is much more than a 3-minute news clip to create appropriate usage of AI bots. And I think there are going to be two angles that we'll need to take. Setting accurate expectations with our customers and creating technological boundaries wherever we can. What does that mean in practice? Well, let's start with setting those expectations. A few options for us. Use contextual design and labeling. So, for example, instead of giving your AI bot a human-sounding name, call it something which reflects what it's for. Call it Smart Help. Call it a knowledge bot. Just be clear on what the tool is intended to be used for and make it accessible in the places your customers go when they're expecting to self-serve. Be explicit about the boundaries. You know, tell people directly which issues the bot shouldn't help them with. You might tell them that for plan changes, that for refunds, that for account ownership questions, that they need to go to a person. You can prompt the bot to focus on its role as a self-service machine. You're going to have the bot itself, through its welcome text, in its responses, reinforce the idea that it is there to help people help themselves. And we can be honest about the limitations of the technology. You know, if we know where the problems often occur, we can tell people up front what to watch out for, and we can build trust in that way. And we can make accessing a person a clear and obvious path at any point. They should always know how they can reach a human for help if they need to. These are all sort of social signals, right? They are signposts that tell people this is what the bot is here to do with them, and here is what it's not for. And then we take those boundaries, and as much as possible, we try to reinforce them with technical constraints. And the practicalities of that is going to depend on your specific bot and the implementation of it. But it might include things like training the bot just on your specific knowledge base. You might have it check its own work before you show the answer to the customer. You might replace an open-ended conversation model with a sort of an older school step-by-step guidance model in some situations where you want to make sure they go through specific steps in order. You might add in a human verification step before, for example, your account could be changed. And you want to insert human monitoring so that you at least know what it is that your AI bot is saying to your customers, and you can catch some of those errors and resolve them. I will include some links on creating those sort of AI guardrails in the episode description too. It's a very complex area. It's changing all the time, but we've still got to try. But to return to Ita's original question, a better way to implement bots, I think the short answer, Ita, is we need people like you, people who are thinking about the way that we offer AI support, who want to find better ways to do it. We need more people from the support side involved in the rollout, you know, because the big danger, I think, with AI bots is that support teams are just sort of left out of a process, and it becomes a job for product people or for engineers to make all of those decisions. And I'm not saying that because I don't think they care about customer service or about how it works, but they just cannot have the same perspective and the same experience as support people can have. So those people are all going to need your input, and the more informed you can be when you give that input, the more that they will listen to you. That's it for today. If you've got comments or questions, please email me, thesupportive@helpscout.com. That comes right to me. And otherwise, thank you for listening. Thank you to Ida for the question, and I'll see you next time.